The Osgood File, sponsored by the new Bose Quiet Comfort 3 acoustic noise-canceling headphones. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We all wonder if we're ready for the next attack. And the answer is, why, of course we are, provided it doesn't come just yet. More after this from Charlie. Job one after 9/11 was getting the terrorists who did it, but job two was being ready for the next time. In the Twin Towers, the police radios, for example, were barking the warning to evacuate, but the fire radios couldn't pick up the message. Now, it's more than 5 years later, and the overall approach to readiness has been, shall we say, leisurely. The Department of Homeland Security has rated only 6 cities as ready for an attack. Among the cities that have fallen short, Chicago, which has a state-of-the-art command center, but according to Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff, can't communicate with the rest of Cook County. Interoperability is the official term for being able to talk to each other. It drives you crazy, doesn't it? That something like this could take so long makes no sense. Ordinary Americans can get 400 channels of digital cable, but we can't get the police on the same frequency as the fire department. Could it be that God is against us? I know it sounds absurd, except, well, here's what televangelist Pat Robertson said on Tuesday.
There will be some very serious terrorist attacks when the Lord says the politicians will not have any solutions for it.
Well, we're supposed to have the radios ready by 2009. Did God, by any chance, reveal his timeline?
It'll be the second half, somehow, of 2007.
Well, that's a little disconcerting. Should we be worried?
If you get blown up or something, you go to heaven. So, I mean, that's the worst thing that'll happen to you.
I see. Personally, I vote for speeding up the work on the radios. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, January 4th, 2007.